Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 48 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden will sign that temporary stopgap measure today that Congress passed yesterday. It avoids a government shutdown. The deadline today now extended.
This short-term stopgap gives Congress another week to pass six appropriations bills that have already been agreed to and three more weeks to reach agreement on six more bills. And that's where things will get sticky, because Republicans will surely demand border policy changes in a measure that would fund the Department of Homeland Security. The new deadline for all this will be 3 weeks from today, March 22nd.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. 2 weeks after his death at a Siberian prison, funeral services took place today for Alexei Navalny at a church outside Moscow. A large crowd waited to pay final respects to the Russian opposition leader. Navalny's mother was there. His wife and children, who live in exile, could not attend. Firefighters in the Texas Panhandle getting a break from the winds today, but the smokehouse fire rages on. This is ABC News. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman, accusing him of breaching a contract signed back in 2015.
The lawsuit filed on Thursday alleges that Sam Altman and OpenAI co-founder Greg Brockman asked Musk to help them build an open-source nonprofit company that would develop artificial intelligence technology for the benefit of humanity. Elon Musk contends that the company, now with the backing of Microsoft, breaks that agreement. OpenAI's ChatGPT has become the fastest-growing software application in the world. It's become a multi-billion-dollar business, and Musk claims its original mission has been discarded.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Meta announcing it's removing a Facebook section dedicated to news articles. That change taking place in the U.S. and Australia. A corporate blog post states that Facebook customers say they're more interested in short-form TikTok-style videos than in news feeds. This weekend designated the Global Day of Unplugging. Unplug those devices is the idea. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Greeley Signs and Graphics has been your locally owned in-town sign company for the past 50 years. Greeley Signs and Graphics is located at 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East Richland Center in the building across from Rockwell Automation. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, awards, and much more, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, stop in or call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative Signs from talented people.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 48 degrees at 12:04. Sunny to partly cloudy, breezy and mild today, high 54, winds south 10 to 20. Partly cloudy tonight, low 34, and sunny to partly cloudy and even warmer tomorrow, high 62. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at around 3 miles per hour. And once again, our current temperature is 49 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the broasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today is Friday, March 1st. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Richland Center Police Chief Billy J. Jones reports that on Tuesday, officers from the Richland Center Police Department were dispatched to the Richland Center Walmart for an altercation involving one person being hit in the head with a baseball bat. When arriving on the scene, officers learned from witnesses that the suspect, Zayden Miller, had left Walmart in a silver 2022 Chevy Malibu. Officers began rendering first aid to the victim and gathering information about the suspect. Officers learned that the altercation was the result of a jealous relationship situation. While officers and deputies were attempting to locate Miller, information was received that he was traveling to the Lone Rock area. Richland County Dispatch contacted Sauk and Iowa counties for assistance with locating Miller. The Avoca Police Department observed Miller's 2022 Chevy Malibu traveling at a high rate of speed on Highway 133 westbound into the village of Avoca. Due to safety concerns, a pursuit was not initiated, but the vehicle was followed at a safe distance. The vehicle traveled through the village of Avoca and continued westbound towards the village of Muscadet. It was later learned that Miller's vehicle became disabled from damage caused by hitting a deer. When the vehicle and Miller were located, he was sitting in the vehicle, which was parked on the side of the road in Grant County. Grant County deputies took Miller into custody without further incident on the charges related to the Richland Center Walmart incident. Zayden S. Miller, 19, of Richland Center, was arrested for child abuse, substantial battery, first-degree reckless endangering safety, and disorderly conduct. The case has been forwarded to the Richland County District Attorney's Office for prosecution. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed three bills into law yesterday, including one that will fund the state's new early literacy program. The program, created by 2023 Wisconsin Act 30, formed the Wisconsin Reading Center at the state's Department of Public Instruction and founded a literacy coaching program. Act 30 was also created grants covering half the cost of curriculum and instructional materials, changed the way educators are shown how to teach reading, and banned the use of so-called three-cueing methods in teaching reading. Signing of the Senate bill adds funding indefinitely for the literacy programs. Evers partially vetoed the measures that would create ongoing per-pupil increases to private, charter, or virtual schools, eliminated the 2028 end date for funding, and removed language limiting what the funding could be used for. Governor Tony Evers also signed a bill that raises the cost of bow and crossbow deer hunting licenses for out-of-state residents. The measure raises the cost of the licenses by an additional $35 to $200. The State Department of Natural Resources estimates the increase will generate an additional $543,200 annually for the state's Fish and Wildlife account. The DNR has projected that the dwindling license sales revenue will leave the account with a nearly $16 million deficit heading into the next state budget. Evers signed the bill privately on Thursday. He also signed a bill that changes the investment program at the Department of Administration. Three finalists have been announced in the search to replace University of Wisconsin-Lacrosse Chancellor Joe Gao. He was fired in December after it became known he had produced and appeared in pornographic videos. The finalists announced Friday are James Beebe, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Keene State College in New Hampshire, Interim UW Lacrosse Chancellor Betsy Morgan, and Christopher Olson, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Indiana State University. Gao had planned to retire as Chancellor this year and teach communication. That now hinges on a review of his tenure. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to return to the swing state of Wisconsin next week for an event touting worker apprenticeship programs. The White House announced the visit yesterday. The trip to Madison will mark her sixth trip to the state as vice president and her second this year. She was in Waukesha in January for an abortion rights rally. Wisconsin is just a handful of battleground states in the presidential election. President Joe Biden won it in 2020 by less than one percentage point, and both sides are making it a target again this year. A no-confidence vote against a Western Wisconsin sheriff. The Chippewa County Board has released its final investigation report on Sheriff Travis Hakes. The 600-page document cites the substantial evidence of dishonesty and follows a 19-to-1 no-confidence vote by supervisors earlier this month. The months-long investigation was begun following sexual misconduct allegations against Hakes. The report claims Hakes had a long history of not being credible. It's now in the hands of the district attorney's office. World Teen Wellness Day is not far away, Civic Media's Brittany Merlot reports.
It's World Teen Mental Wellness Day tomorrow, and youth's mental health often goes unaddressed or is judged. Isolation is a large part of the problem. Richard Saderwaite, an Aspyrus clinical therapist, said cell phones and social media are only adding to the sense of isolation.
A lot of things are done through our cell phones, through our tablets, through our computers. We don't have a lot of verbal communication. We have text communication or email communication, and it's coming up in our kids.
Aspyrus is partnering with Raise Your Voice and Rise Up Central Wisconsin, all to empower youth and provide them with avenues for expression and support. They're using the power of art to help healing and talk around mental health. By amplifying the voices of young people and promoting understanding, the initiative hopes to break down barriers.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice's Office of School Safety is working to stop violence before it happens. Yesterday, Attorney General Josh Call kicked off a series of 11 training sessions around the state at Black Hawk Technical College in Janesville. Call said the trainings include best practices on threat assessment and preventing mass attacks in public spaces. The training is aimed at assisting professionals from law enforcement, public safety educators, school personnel, mental health professionals, and other community members who are involved in risk detection. DOJ has reallocated $1,340,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to sustain the Office of School Safety through this year. Republican lawmakers rejected funding in the state budget. A Wisconsin healthcare provider will charge a fee for messages sent to doctors and other medical professionals. Group Health Cooperative says it'll be charging $10 as a flat fee for messages that take more than 5 minutes to read and reply to. Company rep says it's in response to more patients sending more messages. They say the network gets 27,000 messages a month, one of the highest on my chart. Patients will not be charged the fee if the provider starts the conversation. A short season for ice cover on Madison Lakes. The Wisconsin State Climatology Office has declared Lakes Mendota and Monona open as of Wednesday this week. Lake Mendota froze over on January 15th, meaning it was only frozen over for 44 days, which is the second shortest on record. Typically, Lake Mendota is covered in ice for 102 days. Lake Monona was also frozen over for 44 days, which is the shortest period of ice cover on record. And a shirtless candidate for the U.S. Senate broke through the ice of a Madison lake, hoping to pour cold water on any notion that he's a soft Californian, not a hardy Wisconsinite. And then in a video posted Thursday on X, Eric Hovde challenged the Democratic challenger, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, to take a cold plunge as well. The multimillion Republican Hovde is trying to combat attacks from Baldwin and Democrats that he's more Golden State than Dairy State. Hovde was born and raised in Wisconsin, but also owns a $7 million estate in Laguna Beach, California, and a California bank. Democrats responded by saying the challenge won't stop them from talking about his California connections. WRCO News time is 12:17. WRCO News will continue right after this.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Currently, it's sunny and 49 degrees at 1220. A team representing the Riverdale Junior High School will participate in the Wisconsin Energy Institute's 2024 Wisconsin Kid Wind Challenge, which will be held in the Discovery Building at UW-Madison tomorrow starting at 9. There will be a total of 19 elementary, middle, and high school teams participating from Wisconsin and Northern Illinois. Each team has designed a small-scale wind turbine or a solar device, which will be tested at the event and presented to a panel of expert judges with a chance to advance on and participate in the 2024 World Kid Wind Challenge that will be held in Minneapolis in May. Those participating will also have the opportunities to interact with college students and renewable energy professionals. Teams will discover the promise of sustainable technology, will design, build, and test a functional creative wind turbine or solar device, and compete with peers in a supportive energetic environment. Other areas teams competing and taking part in the event include the Mauston Science Club with 2 teams and the Darlington Middle School with 2 teams. For more information about the 2024 Wisconsin Kid Wind Challenge, you can contact the coordinator of the event, Allison Bender, WEI Outreach and Events Coordinator, by email at agbender@wisc.edu or by phone at 608-890-0946. You can also find more information on the WEI's 2024 Wisconsin Kid Wind Challenge webpage. It's Red Cross Month in Wisconsin. This annual celebration in March honors local community heroes who help ensure their neighbors never face crises alone. Volunteers make up 90% of the National Red Cross workforce. This includes blood and platelet donors, those who donate financially, and people trained in skills like first aid and CPR. You can join the celebration by visiting redcross.org to find a donation location, become a volunteer, or take a life-saving skills course. It's Weights and Measurements Week nationwide from now through March 7th to mark the signing of the first U.S. Weights and Measures Law by President John Adams on March 2nd. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Bureau of Weights and Measures has an essential role in protecting the fairness of commercial transactions in the state. In 2023, Weights and Measures staff conducted 226,832 inspections at 5,595 business locations statewide to monitor the accuracy of motor vehicle fuel pumps, commercial scales, price scanners, milk tanks, package weights, and other measuring instruments. Wisconsin gas pumps provide an adequate fuel in 99.6% of DATCAP's inspections. Scales used to sell products by weight were accurate or in the consumer's favor in 99.6% of DATCAP's inspections. Packaged products sold by weight were labeled accurately in 98.6% of DATCAP's inspections. Prices at checkout registers using scanners were accurate or in the customer's favor at 96.8% of DATCAP's inspections. Additionally, DATCAP tested 4,493 fuel samples for quality at the Wisconsin Weights and Measures Laboratory, 98.4% of which met the minimum national standards. When DATCAP inspectors identify inaccurate measures or prices, they issue orders to the retailer to correct the errors. In 2023, DATCAP issued 4,648 orders related to inaccurate measurements and prices and conducted 870 re-inspections to verify the corrections were made. In some cases, DATCAP also takes higher-level enforcement actions, resulting in outcomes such as its November 2023 settlement with Dollar General Corporation for over $850,000 after a statewide inspection effort resulted in 662 alleged violations of price accuracy laws. It's screening time of the year for students who will be entering 4K. The Riverdale School District will be hosting screening on Tuesday for students who will be 4 years old by September 1st and students who will be eligible to attend five-year-old kindergarten in the fall of 2024, but did not attend four-year-old kindergarten this year. Students who will be 3 years old by September 1st and may have developmental concerns are also welcome to be screened. If you would like your child to attend the screening, please call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us. Local and aspiring poets are invited to attend the Driftless Poet Workshop. The workshop, sponsored by Shake Rag Alley in Mineral Point, will be held on Saturday, March 9th at 2 at the Ellery House and also on Zoom. The workshop is free, but donations are welcome. To register for the Zoom link, go online to shakeragalley.org. The Vernon County Department of Human Services is seeking individuals who are interested in serving on the Department of Human Services and Veterans Services Committee. Individuals who would serve on the Human Services and Veterans Services Committee as a community representative at monthly committee meetings, and interested individuals can either submit a letter of intent to the Vernon County Clerk, Jerry Pedretti, or to the Director of Human Services, Jill Bender. For more information, you can reach out to Jill Bender by calling 608-637-5210. The deadline for submitting a letter of intent is March 29th. National Groundwater Awareness Week is March 10th through the 16th. The Iowa County Health Department, Iowa County Land Conservation Department, and other partners will be hosting activities to celebrate the week. The Iowa County Health Department is now a DATCAP certified water testing laboratory and can test your water for chloroform bacteria and E. coli at the lab in Dodgeville. The first 24 people to sample and return their water to the lab will get $24 off a test kit. The test kit includes bacteria, nitrate, arsenic, and lead water testing bottles. This is a significant savings. The original cost is $135. The health department will also be holding a drawing for a free well water testing kit. Contact the health department or stop in to pick up your testing kit anytime, Monday through Friday, beginning between 8 and 4:30. Private wells can become contaminated if bacteria is not filtered out as water soaks into the ground. Surviving bacteria can find its way into the groundwater by moving through shallow fractured bedrock, quarries, sinkholes, inadequately grouted wells, or cracks in the well casing. Insects or small rodents can also carry bacteria into the wells and have inadequate caps or seals. Iowa County will host a talk about well water and geology on Wednesday, March 13th at 6 in the Health and Human Services with a Zoom option. The DNR and DHS recommend you test your private wells at least once a year for bacteria and nitrates and anytime they notice a change in how their water looks, tastes, or smells. It is important to know nitrate levels if the water is to be consumed by a pregnant woman or an infant. Too much nitrate in a well could harm a fetus or infant. Nitrate is Wisconsin's most common groundwater contaminant. Statewide, about 10% of wells exceed the nitrate standards of 10 milligrams per liter. The application period for the annual Lieutenant Governor's Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Scholarship Program is being accepted through March 15th. All public, private, and tribal schools in the 50 states and 5 U.S. territories are invited to apply at nlga.awardsplatform.com. The STEM Scholarship Program awards up to $1,000 to 12 schools nationally to support STEM-related activities for youth. And the Wisconsin Department of Resources reminds anyone considering hunting for the first time in 2024 to enroll in a hunter education course now before courses fill up in the spring. Anyone born on or after January 1, 1973 must have a hunter education certification to purchase a hunting license unless hunting under the mentored hunting law. As part of the program, hunter education graduates receive a certificate accepted in every U.S. state, Canada, and Mexico. The DNR offers multiple hunter education course options and locations so hunters can choose the best format for how and where they'd like to learn. Search for upcoming courses in your area through your Go Wild account. And today's winner of $100 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Dallas Johnson of Richland Center. WRCL News Time is 12:30. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Attention, valued patrons. Kickapoo Creekside will be taking a short break for maintenance. They will be closed from February 19th through March 6th. The team is working hard to ensure everything is in perfect order. They apologize for any inconvenience and look forward to welcoming you back soon. Thank you for your understanding as they strive to provide you with the best experience ever at Kickapoo Creekside.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lucille L. Gauger, 87, of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River, died February 19th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow at the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church tomorrow from 9 until the time of service at noon. Memorial contributions may be made to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. Lucille Gauger is survived by 6 children, Bobby Ann and Jim Goplin, David and Karen Degenhart, Gary and Barb Degenhart, Bruce Degenhart, Lori Ann and Steve Biba, and Frank and Elizabeth Gauger. 18 grandchildren, 33 great-grandchildren, sisters Renata Winch and twin sister Lois Swenor, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Lucille L. Gauger, 87 of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Some great buys coming your way. Cod loin, $7 a pound. Organic Triscuit crackers with sea salt, 9-ounce box, $2.25. Jimmy Dean sage pork sausage, $2.25 each, 2 for $4, or a case of 12 for $22.50. Stovetop stuffing, $1 a box. Tostino's pizza rolls, 15-count box, 2 flavors to choose from, $1.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They've become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Ed and Diane Lee is celebrating 50 years of marriage. Also, Keith and Victoria Ritten are celebrating their anniversary. Happy best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, March is starting off on a quiet, lamb-like note here across southern Wisconsin, and much of the region, actually. Now, there is a weather system south of us causing cloud cover and a few sprinkles across parts of Missouri and Illinois. Some of the high clouds from that system could skirt through the southern part of our listening area today, but no precipitation is expected. Otherwise, the big story will be the unseasonably warm temperatures through the weekend. In fact, some record high temperatures are likely on Sunday in particular. Now, there will be a front moving through the area late Sunday night and Monday. Not terribly strong in terms of moisture, so we're just expecting a few showers, maybe a tenth of an inch of rain or so. And on the back end of it, maybe just cold enough to see a little snow across portions of western and northern Wisconsin Monday evening into early Tuesday. Behind that, quiet weather for a few days and a little bit cooler. There could be another precipitation maker on the way by next Thursday night or Friday. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Sunny to more clouds in the far southern part of the region. Breezy and mild with highs reaching the low to mid-50s. South wind between 10 and 20. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 34. And tomorrow should be sunny or partly cloudy, even warmer with a high of 62. South wind between 8 and 14 miles an hour. Saturday night, some cloud cover, low 42. Sunday, partly sunny, very breezy with record warmth. High temperature up to 71. 30% chance of some scattered rain showers Sunday night. Monday, mostly cloudy and cooler. 50% chance of scattered light rain. It could mix with a few snowflakes later Monday night. Low at 40 with a high of 51. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Maybe a sprinkler flurry in the morning. Low 33, high in the mid-40s. Wednesday, partly sunny and quiet, low 29, high 43. And next Thursday, mixed skies with a high near 43. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 50 degrees after a morning low of 33. Yesterday's high was 49 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1992 is 64 degrees with a record low of 20 below set back in 1962. Last year's high was 52 with a low of 34. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:50 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:37. The winds are out of the southeast at around 5 to 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.00 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 50 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Some food safety advice for eating out and at home today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Julie Garden Robinson is a food safety expert, so she was quick to recognize a potential problem during a recent restaurant visit. The fried rice brought to the table was not so hot.
Because of my background, I know that rice can be a food safety hazard if it's mishandled. And with me not knowing what had happened in the kitchen, we just had to not take the risk. So we didn't eat it.
Garden Robinson is a professor and food and nutrition specialist with North Dakota State University Extension. She says the restaurant was obviously short-staffed.
There's a rapid turnover rate within the food service realm, so lots of things can go wrong, and so it's really up to the consumer to be aware and also know, you know, what risk they're willing to take on themselves. And we weren't willing to take on the risk, so we actually left that cold food on our plates.
Garden Robinson advises getting your leftovers home and refrigerated quickly.
If it's potentially hazardous foods, and that could include pre-cooked rice or almost any protein-containing food, you want to eat it, freeze it, or use it within 4 days.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
challenges lie ahead for the sustainable aviation fuel market. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, Congress has sent a stopgap bill to the president that would extend the deadline to fund USDA and several other agencies through March 8th. Congressman Eric Sorensen of Illinois tells Brownfield it's time to put politics aside.
Does our Speaker in the House have good faith to be able to want that bipartisan path forward? One political party is not going to win just by bullying the other. We just need the Speaker of the House to throw politics aside and say, you know what, we're going to do what's right for the people.
The president is expected to sign the measure. Corn farmers say the sustainable aviation fuel market provides incredible opportunities for agriculture, but there are challenges ahead. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas.
Illinois farmer Chris Gould says sustainable aviation fuel is the next big market for corn growers.
If corn is going to be consumed in a new way, this is the next best way.
But Michigan farmer John Dalmati tells Brownfield the industry faces regulatory barriers which need to be addressed to allow the industry to really take off.
I would like EPA to say we're going to cut the politics and we're going to continue to follow science based information.
He says farmers have worked hard to reduce their carbon footprint.
It's time to continue to move forward with renewable fuels, especially when we talk about ethanol for passenger vehicles, but moreover and most importantly for sustainable aviation fuel.
From Houston, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Regulations impacting agriculture remain a major topic at this year's Commodity Classic. Southeast Minnesota corn and soybean grower Darren Johnson says state and federal regulatory issues are a constant battle.
Try and make sure that, you know, farmers are able to farm the way that they have and will continue. Obviously, conservation and stewardship is first at mind. It always has been with farms, and it's just changed over the years. But yes, regulatory is always at the forefront.
Johnson says conservation policy also needs to fit what farmers are doing and not become a one-size-fits-all approach. Sign-ups for USDA risk management programs are open, and a Farm Service Agency official says offices have been busy. Greg Biba is the chief program specialist for FSA in Wisconsin. He says farmers have been making appointments at local offices.
I know they're calling, making some appointments to get in and make some risk management decisions for dairy, and at the same time, they're completing that work they need to do for ARC PLC.
Biba says the dairy margin coverage program is now open for enrollment after several months of delays. The deadline for ARC and PLC is March 15th, and the deadline for dairy margin coverage is April 29th. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Veltima fungicide from BASF. It consistently out-yields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Veltima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Your chainsaw, snowblower, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with 2 full-time technicians, giving you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale, and pickup and delivery services available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Friday at midday, direct cash cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are steady in a thin test. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet with widespread business likely wrapped up for the week. Some cleanup trade is possible after the light to moderate activity on Wednesday and Thursday, with asking prices today of 184 plus live and 292 plus dressed. Most of this week's business has been at 183 live, steady with the previous week's weighted averages, and 290 dress, $2 lower. A few of those live sales Thursday did hit 184. Box beef at midday was higher with light to moderate movement. Choice is up $1.91 at $306.11, and select beef was $1.81 higher at $295.99. At the winter livestock feeder cattle sale in Kansas compared to the previous week, steers and heifers weighing more than 600 pounds were unevenly steady, while one load of fancy six-weight steers was $20 higher and heifer calves weighing less than 500 pounds were up 10. USDA says buyer attendance and demand were good. Receipts are up on the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds reported to $246.10 to $271.50. 800 to 900 pound steers sold to $220.25 to $251. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 650 to 750 pounds are reported to $231.50 to $250, and 750 to 850 pound heifers brought to $11 to $236. Cash hogs are quietly steady with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like most buyers have the needed numbers in hand and will look to save money where possible. Export demand solid and wholesale pork demand continues to hold up relatively well, even with this week's mixed trend. There have been some wide swings in the individual pork primals this week, especially bellies. National direct barrels and gilts had no recent comparison with the base price range of $67.50 to $74.50 for an average of $71.42. The Eastern Corn Belt also had no recent comparison with an average of 70.11. The five-day rolling average for Iowa Southern Minnesota is 71.09, and the average for the Western Corn Belt is 70.52. Midwest butcher hog markets are closed. Illinois direct sows are steady at 42 to 54 on moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. Pork at midday was up 5.32 at 95.54. Butts, picnics, ribs, hams, and bellies were modestly to sharply higher, including a $25.97 gain in bellies, while loins were weak. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans are mixed, corn's lower, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed. Nearbys are up. Deferred months are down on bull spreading by commercial traders. It has been an up and down day in beans as they continue to watch conditions in South America. Export demand slow with Brazil controlling the market despite questions about the crop size. We're going to get some answers from the USDA a week from today, and CONAB's updated outlook for Brazil is due out on the 12th. March beans are up 6 3/4 at 11.35. May's 3 higher at 11.43 3/4. March bean meal's up $1.90 at $3.35.20, and March bean oil's down 57 at $44.09. Corn seeing some profit-taking. Development weather in Argentina looks good, and second crop planting in Brazil made good progress over the past week. The trades also has an eye on U.S. conditions ahead of spring planting. 4 weeks from today, we're going to get the prospective planting and quarterly stocks numbers. March corn's down 5.5 at 410 1/4. May's down 7 at 422 1/2. And taking profits with this recent mostly higher move, largely technical. March Chicago wheat's down 19 1/4 at 558 1/4. March Kansas City's 24 lower at 578 3/4. March Minneapolis is down 16 1/4 at 648 1/4. Live and feeder cattle are supported by the higher midday move in beef. April live's up $1.72 at $187.10. June's now $1.85 higher at $183.05. April feeders are up $3.65 at $257.37. And with pork up sharply at midday, April lean's $0.95 higher for the hogs at $87.55. And June's up $1.07 at $101.27. And over in the broader market, crude oil's back above $80 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Limiting the amount of added sugars in school milk. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Many fluid milk processors have agreed to limit the amount of added sugars that are found in school milk. Michael Dykes, president of the International Dairy Foods Association, says this isn't a new concept. In fact, dairy processors have been doing this for quite some time.
Probably 12, 14 grams. Give you a perspective, we have reduced, since 2006, we have reduced the amount of added sugar in milk. 31 billion grams of sugar has been removed from flavored milk in schools since 2006. And between now and the 25-26 school year, we will reduce another billion grams. We've gone, in 2006, we were at about 16.7 grams. And today, as a nation of milk processors that supply school milks, we're at about 7.5 grams. So we have reduced about 9.2 grams since 2006.
He says the move to lessen added sugars was proactive, as the USDA has been proposing a rule that would eliminate flavored milk from schools. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.